Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program أسماء الحسنى And as you know, in each episode we cover beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, our creator, our cherisher, our sustainer, the Lord of all the worlds. And in this episode too, we will have more beautiful names being mentioned and explained in light of what the ulama of Islam have written. Now remember, there are certain names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever they're mentioned, they are not mentioned alone, they are mentioned with another name as well. You'll find many names like this. And in this episode, we'll be covering these kinds of names that are mentioned alongside another name. For example, the name Al-Mubdi'u. Al-Mubdi'u. Whenever it's used, it's normally used alongside Al-Mu'idu. People say Al-Mubdi'u, Al-Mu'idu. Similarly, Al-Mumitu, the one who gives death, is used alongside Al-Muhyi, the one who grants life. So inshallah, in this episode, we're going to cover these four names and briefly explain what the ulama have said about them. And these are names that are used together. So Al-Mubdi'u, Al-Mu'idu, Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumitu. So the first two names that we're going to cover, Al-Mubdi'u, Al-Mu'idu. And as you heard, they're used together. What are the meanings of Al-Mubdi'u and Al-Mu'idu? So these two names, Al-Mubdi'u and Al-Mu'idu. Let us hear about the meanings of these two names. Al-Mubdi'u, the initiator. Al-Mubdi'u means the one that starts something, the one that creates something, makes something. So let us hear an example. Insan, who was non-existent, who was غير موجود, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted insan wujud, granted insan existence, and it became present, humankind became present. Now this action of bringing something from non-existence into existence, and the one who does this is known as al-mubdi'u. And we know, of course, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brings something out of non-existence into existence. And then when that thing ceases to exist, when that thing finishes, resurrecting that thing, recreating that thing. Now once it has finished, it was given wujud, existence, and then it finished. And now to bring it into existence again, this is the job of Al-Mu'id. Al-Mu'id, the one that returns that thing to its previous state. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mubdi'u, Allah ta'ala is Al-Mu'id. He's the one initiating something, bringing it into existence. And when it ceases to exist, He is the one that brings it back into existence. He is the one that resurrects it. He is the one that returns it to its former state. So you can ponder upon the creation, the heavens, the earth, the skies, the sun, the moon, none of this existed before. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Qudra brought all of these things into existence. He is Al-Mubdi'u, He created all of these things, gave them wujud. Then, as we know, when Qiyamah will take place, everything will perish first. The whole world will perish. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ Everything will perish. Only Allah will exist. And He is the all-existing, the ever-existing, the pre-eternal being. Now, when the whole world has perished, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects insan, recreates insan, this is the role of Al-Mu'id. This is the job of Al-Mu'id, the one who resurrects. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that. Insan will die. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant insan soul once again, return the soul of humans to their bodies. They will be resurrected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give death to the angels, even the leading angels like Archangel Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam. But then He will resurrect them once again. For He is Al-Mu'id, He will resurrect the creation. Now, in the Quran we have the derivatives of these names or the root words of these names mentioned time and time again. And the reason for that is that the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they could not understand how this would be. That how will insan die and then be resurrected? How is this possible? So they would outright reject it. They would say, no, this is the only life. When you die, you're not going to be resurrected. When we die, we decompose, to turn into soil. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect a person? And their naqis, insufficient intellects could not understand this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for example, in Surah Yunus, verse 4, إِنَّهُ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ لِيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ بِالْقِسْطَ. It is Allah who initiated the creation, then He will resurrect it in order to reward those who believed and did good deeds with justice. Meaning in order to reward them with fairness, with justice, with adl. Who? Reward who? The ones who believed and performed righteous actions. So here the hikmat behind resurrection is being mentioned. An answer is being given to the kuffar. That you are confused about this situation. You don't believe that Allah will resurrect. How can He resurrect? But there is a maqsad behind resurrection. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do anything in vain. All His actions are based upon wisdom. And the wisdom behind resurrecting insan, resurrecting creation, is so that all those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those who performed righteous actions, they are rewarded with justice. They are rewarded fairly for their actions, for embracing faith, for believing in Allah, for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all those who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not consider Him their Lord, did not worship Him, committed transgression against themselves and violated the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be taken to task. That is that day, the day of judgment that we refer to. This is our iman, this is our aqidah. If a Muslim for a moment believes that there is no hereafter, there is no accountability, no yawm al-qiyamah, no resurrection in order to answer for your deeds, then he cannot be a Muslim. He will leave the fold of Islam. So our aqidah as Muslims, our belief is that most definitely will be raised. Otherwise, imagine all of that obedience, all of that ita'at, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling His commands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised reward for that as well. How will that come about then? All those people who were cruel, all those people who oppressed others, will they just get away with it? Of course they won't. Those who oppressed others, those who violated the rights of others, those who harmed others, hurt the feelings of others, wronged others, ma'azallah killed others, did all sorts of crimes, will they just be let off? No. They will be taken to task. And when will that be? When they die, they will be resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's al-mubdi'u, He gives life, but then He is al-mu'id as well. Once you die, He will resurrect you as well. You'll be answerable for your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Rum, verse 27, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. And it is Allah who initiated the creation. Then He will resurrect it. وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. And this is easy for Him. This is easy for Him. Now here the word ahwan is used, which is ism tafdil. It's normally used in comparison to something else, to compare two things. So here, وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. There's ishara in this that, O kuffar, you are confused about this situation. You think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't be able to raise the creation, resurrect them. Know that this is even easier. Even though the scholars of Islam have said, this is mentioned, ahwan is mentioned for the ease of understanding of the people. So the people find it easier to understand that there is no hardship upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect them. Otherwise, everything is easy. There's no... In relation to the works of Allah, we cannot say it's harder for Him to do this or it's easier. He Himself has chosen to speak in His divine speech in this way for the ease of understanding of people. So logically it makes sense to them that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan from nothing, from Adam, from non-existence, brought them into existence, and then they die, they're buried, they face death, the stages of the grave. He created them from nothing and now He will recreate them, but there is a wujud there. They have a body, they have a soul. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, their body will be preserved as well. So this is, according to your logic, O kuffar, this is even easier. This is even easier to do. Because now you have a wujud, now you have a body, you have a soul. Otherwise, everything is easy upon Allah. Every single thing is easy upon Allah. He says, kun fayakun, be and it is. And even here the ulama said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not muhtaj of kalima kun. This is also for ease of understanding. Meaning so quickly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so swiftly can do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing everything with ease. No hardship, no difficulty, no fatigue, no tiredness, nothing like that. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who we are discussing, the Lord of all the worlds. And in Surah Taha verse 55, Allah Jalla wa Ala has said, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Again, to explain to people, logically, so that they understand, using their intellect, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them of understanding, to reach the right conclusion, that from the earth we created you, and in it we will return you, and from it we will bring you out once again. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, we created you from the earth, from soil, وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and into the soil we will return you. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and from the soil we will raise you once again. Now in Surah Naml verse 64, Allah beautifully explains again. He says, أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Who is the one who initiated the creation, then he will resurrect it? And who is the one who granted you risk from the skies and the earth? أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, is there a God along with Allah? قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say, O beloved, bring your proof if you are indeed truthful. So like this, throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about initiating the creation, granting them death, and then resurrecting them as well. So many dalail have been mentioned, and if a person were to study these dalail, these proofs, with a sound intellect, without bias, then inshallah he will reach the truth. Moving on, two other names that are used together, Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. Now these are similar to the previous two names we've discussed just now, Al-Mubdi'u Al-Mu'id. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhyi, he grants life. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Zali rahmatullahi alayhi beautifully clarifies the difference between Al-Muhyi and Al-Mubdi'u that we just heard before. He says, Al-Mubdi'u is the one who creates the jism, the body of a person. And Al-Muhyi is the one who enters the soul into that body. So he grants life in the sense that he enters a soul, ruh, into the body. So as you know, we are composed of body, jism, and soul, ruh, together. And when we die, our ruh will be removed from our bodies. So Al-Muhyi, the difference between this and Al-Mubdi'u, is Al-Muhyi is the one who enters the soul into the body, the jism, and Al-Mubdi'u is the one who creates the jism in the first place. And Al-Mumitu, which is the second name I'm discussing, this is the one who removes the soul from the body. Al-Muhyi is the one who enters the soul, Al-Mumitu, the one who removes the body. And of course, both of these names apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who enters the soul into a body. None can do that besides Allah. And it is He who grants death, He is the one who removes the soul. No one can challenge Him in this regard. No one can say, I want to live longer, don't remove my soul, or when to remove my soul. No one has authority or power in this regard. It is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dalwi rahmatullahi alayhi beautifully comments, and he says, there are so many meanings of Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. We just heard the elementary, the basic meanings, Al-Muhyi, entering the soul, Al-Mumit, removing the soul. Al-Muhyi, entering the soul, Al-Mumit, removing the soul. But we look at Quran and Hadith, and then these names have been mentioned, but the meaning is slightly different. So let us go through that, inshaAllah ta'ala. So firstly, when a person sleeps, when a person goes to sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word Al-Mumit in that regard as well. He is the one who gives them death in that they sleep, and He removes their soul. In the Quran, He says in Surah Zumar, verse 42, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-mauta wa yursilu al-ukhra ila ajalin musamma. It is Allah who removes the soul at the time of his death, and at the time when it is not its death, during sleep. Fi manamiha. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the soul when a person dies. But also when it sleeps, وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ, when it does not die physically, He also, Jalla Jalaluhu, removes the soul. When? Fi manamiha. During their sleep. Subhanallah. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتَى. So, the one who is in sleep, and his death is appointed during that sleep, the soul isn't returned, and that person dies subsequently. And the one whose death was not appointed during his sleep, or her sleep, وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the soul once again. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, until an appointed time, until when its death is returned. And this is why it said, النَّوْمُ أَخُ الْمَوْتُ, that sleep is the brother of death. And this is why in Jannat, there is no sleep. Because there you live eternally. There is no concept of dying. Because when you sleep, your soul is seized. There's none of that taking place in Jannat. So there's no sleep as well. There's no sleeping whatsoever in paradise. There's no fatigue. There's no tiredness. Alhamdulillah, it's just sheer bliss. Complete bliss, subhanallah. Now coming to an end, just a few more points in regards to these beautiful names, Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. Just as we touched upon in Al-Mubdi'u and Al-Mu'id, what was the hikmat behind those names and behind the meanings? Why will Allah resurrect so that the righteous are rewarded and the cruel people, the oppressors, the wrongdoers, the transgressors, they are taken to task, they are seized. Allah Jalla wa'ala, again, He mentions the hikmat. In Surah Mulk, very famous verse, in the second verse, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. He is the one who created death and life so that He may test you as to which one of you are better in terms of amal, which one of you do more righteous actions, who are better than others in terms of righteous amal. So this is a test. The world is a test. Life is a test. So we're told the reason why you've been granted life is to do salih amal, so that in the akhirah you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't displease Him, and you stay far away from disobeying Him. So the world is a place of a test, and we need to pass that test as well. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us understanding in regards to our purpose of life. Why have I come to the world? Why have I come to the earth? Just to eat, drink and sleep and then move on, that's it? No, it's beyond that. We're here for a particular purpose, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pass in this test, to do good deeds and earn Jannah inshallah, earn the rida of Allah, and to avoid the prohibitions, to avoid hellfire, to avoid wrongdoing, to avoid cruelty, oppression, and sinning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand the maqsad of life and to make us successful in this maqsad as well. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.